The rivalry between the Lady Vols and UConn can just go without saying with just how much notoriety there was behind it. But then it laid dormant for 13 years. You decided to renew it. Why was that?
Yeah, 13 years was probably long enough. And I talked to Pat about it and asked her, you know, she said, no, I wasn't going to do it. So it was about what she wanted. And she said, yeah, sure, why not? And so, yeah, I renewed it.
The game might have gotten too big for itself. And then, you know, the rivalry ended because of recruiting violations that was deemed to maybe be on UConn's side. So at the time, do you think it was the right move to put the rivalry on pause?
It was at the time. It was at the time in the thoughts that were going with Pat and our staff. It was at the time. I don't think there was any regret in doing that. Pat just was a firm believer in certain things, and she just stuck to her guns.
What was it in that conversation? You said you wouldn't renew it if she was against it. Why was she for it?
I think time had passed, and you know, you get older and you mellow out a little bit, and it became less important the reason why we quit as the years went on.
You were there when it started. You were there in the height of the rivalry. What was it like watching that in real time from the sidelines?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. The first time we met, we were ranked number one. UConn was undefeated. We were playing up there, lost. And then we met them in Minnesota, and UConn won their first national championship. And I think they went 35-0. And that probably right there started the rivalry when we're ranked number one and we go to stores and get beat and then they win the championship. That probably right there started the whole thing.
When you can look at all of the rivalries lined up or all of the meetings lined up, which game stands out to you most?
Yeah, I think probably, and this is, we played UConn in an Elite Eight to go to the game to get into the Final Four. And that was our Cinderella season. The same year we got beat by Connecticut by 15 in stores. And so we're meeting for the second time, and we won by 10 to go to the Final Four and went on to win a national championship. So I think out of all the games, that's my most memorable, just because we weren't supposed to do it. We were struggling that year to trying to find our way.
What do you remember most, either what happened in the game or just the feeling after the game when you think back?
Yeah, I know that year we weren't the best defensively, and I just know that they actually listened to what our game plan was and did it. The joy of seeing how excited these kids were, because we had lost. We weren't used to losing 10 games in a season, and going through that agony of getting beat and you know it played a toll on our team, and we had to regroup, and they did. They regrouped, they got ready for it, and they finished the job, and I don't know if we were in shock or we were excited. You got to peak during the tournament, and they peaked during the tournament.
When you hear Gino talk, you know, just earlier this week, and he reflects on the height of the rivalry, he's like, you look out onto the court and there's 7 or 8 Hall of Famers. And at the time you knew they were going to be Hall of Famers. What was that like so early on in the growth of women's basketball to see so much unreal talent on the court going back and forth?
Yeah, I think both teams got the opportunity to get great players. And because of the exposure, because of being ranked number one. Yeah, there was a lot of talent on the court pretty much every time we played UConn.
Do you think this is the type of rivalry that really connects the current players to the alumni?
Oh, absolutely. Because I'm sure they're getting phone calls from the alumni saying you better win the game. So I think alumni, you reach back on what your rivals were. When I played, it was Oh my God, Old Dominion and Louisiana Tech, and those are not rivals anymore. So it kind of evolves, and I think the old alumni are like, yeah, this is our game. That this was we had it marked on the calendar.
What was it like watching Pat Summitt coach in that game, the week of preparation leading up? Just how much different did those weeks and games feel?
Yeah, I think we always tried to make it the same. We tried to prep the same. We tried to get our kids, but you couldn't. I mean, it just was. It was like Tennessee football playing Alabama. I mean, it's heightened a little bit more, and you just try to not get your emotions involved in it. You just try to get them prepared, and I think that's what she did. And of course, the coaches behind the scenes can talk about we got to do this and this, but I think she tried to put it in perspective for the kids, like this is another game, and this is what we need to do.
What was it like being in Knoxville at that time? Like, how many fans were stopping you leading up to it and just seeing how much the fans, as you mentioned earlier, just really care about this game?
It was a difficult ticket to get, and I, your phone started ringing probably about a week before the game time, and yeah, it the place was sold out every time, and fans are crazy, and their fans are crazy when we go up there. So I remember coming out of Thompson Bowling Arena, and we ran into some Connecticut fans, and they were just really upset. They said, "Why do they boo Gino every time he comes into the arena?" And I went, well, why do they boo Coach Summitt when she goes into stores? So Gino said it this week. It kind of got crazy. It was getting a little personal, and it's like, at the end of the day, it is really a game, but it is one that you wanted to win every.
Was that the greatest signal to you that this rivalry was growing, women's basketball and the attention around it?
Absolutely. You put it on a national TV level. And back then, when we first started, that wasn't the case. Very limited games were on TV, unlike they are now. And that was the game that they put on every year, and everybody wanted it. Those players on both teams and this game and that game got the attention of these young kids. Just like you see these young kids watching South Carolina or watching Iowa or LSU and Southern Cal, that kind of hype, that was it wasn't as much many teams, and now teams are more talented, better coaching. So it just kind of started the whole run, I think, nationally known for women's basketball.
What kind of excitement do you have to see that it's back on the calendar? The Lady Vols are ranked once again. And how are you feeling now that it's coming back here and it's
Yeah.
starting again in Knoxville?
I'm excited for it. I think Kim's done a great job, and it's a little, you're in the middle of your SEC, and that's honestly the most important thing for you. And then you throw in UConn. It's like, really? Can we not just get somebody that maybe we can, play a lot more people? I know a lot of people that are older are more excited about it, maybe than newer fans. But yeah, it'll be a great atmosphere. It always is. It always will. It's probably going to be the best atmosphere that they've had all year there because it's Connecticut.
How much do you hope maybe it gets back to that strictly with just what's going on the court without the
Yeah,
outside?
I think anytime you can get the interest in women's basketball and in with the University of Tennessee, absolutely. I think it's great. I think it's great for women's basketball. I think that's what players want to. They want to play in that atmosphere. Not a better way to do it than sell out crowds in Connecticut and at Tennessee.
What do you think will be the key for Tennessee to maybe pull off this upset?
Yeah, they got to turn them over. They got to turn them over, and they do that obviously in full court. UConn's offense is so solid. They got to be solid on defense. I won't worry about anyone coming in and have a big post presence inside. That's been hard for Tennessee to defend this year, but. They've got players in place. They play extremely hard. The fans will be hyped, and yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. And Tennessee just again needs to turn UConn over and get easy baskets.
Absolutely. Well, Holly, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I
Of
appreciate it.
course.